you talk about the money generation that come out of Hockey India, whether it, you know, through Hockey India League, for example. Is any of that cash going into grassroots programs?
Of course it does. Of course. Hockey. In fact, in case of Andhra only, Hockey Village India received rupees 2 lakh of aid from Hockey India for its project. So it's not that it's not going in. It does go. But somewhere down the line, the corruption level is such at times with certain people that it does not, the whole amount does not reach where it has to reach, or at some point it is not used the way it should be used, like in terms of equipment or coaching or anything. Substandard things are bought or anything like that. That those things also keep happening. But the coaching system is, I think, the core issue. Unless that improves, we won't be able to produce Olympic medalists.
Jazz, a lot of the conversation around Indian hockey is always about the elite level. Is that the case within the country as well? Is there enough discussion amongst hockey people about what goes on at the lower levels?
See, among hockey people, yes. Among those who are in the thick of things, who love hockey, who are either reporting on it or playing or part of coaching or anything, they do discuss every level. But that's not how it will grow. That's a stagnation point for me. If it has to grow, it has to be discussed by everybody who is interested in sport, not just people who are interested in hockey or who are working around hockey. So in that way, if you want to give it a rating on 10, I think it will be only 5 or 4, just because people involved with hockey are only talking about it, not the other. The hockey nationals or any other sport nationals that happen, they don't get as much coverage or leverage as they should. In fact, the Ranji Trophy, which is the domestic tournament, cricket tournament in India, is widely covered. It's very widely covered. It's even reported live, tweets and all that, it happens. But you don't see it happening with any other sport, including hockey.
Do you get much cut through in India? I mean, I know people talk about, oh, India's got a huge population, they help support hockey, they're the gold mine. But at 1.2 billion people, how do you get cut through as a sport?
See, for that you have to reach out to small centers, which is again where I would like to credit Dr. Batra. He took hockey to Ranchi, Bhubaneswar, small centers where they had never seen an international match. I remember an incident in Bhubaneswar where, for the first time in my whole career I'm covering hockey, I saw at least a 1 kilometer long queue for tickets.
Wow.
For the India-Pakistan game. 1 kilometer long queue. It was like a snake going all across the road.
Wow. Oh, actually.
And that will happen only in small centers. Lucknow saw good crowds during the Junior World Cup. Bhubaneswar saw amazing packed houses during the Champions Trophy in 2014. And then here in Ranchi and other small centers in Hockey India League, they saw good turnouts. So to make a cut through, you have to reach to the smaller centers where people don't get much of international or quality hockey.
Now I remember reading something about 4 or 5 years ago, Jazz, maybe 4 years ago, about some funding coming into Indian hockey for, I don't know, 35, 40, 6-a-side or 7-a-side pitches, artificial turf pitches going down all over the country. Now, I don't know if that happened, but we've also seen the move towards hockey fives at the Youth Olympic Games. And there seems to be a few more Hockey Fives tournaments happening around and about. Is there anything happening of that way in India? And, you know, undoubtedly, I think that's the way the Olympics is going to go with it.
Talking, I would like to comment on a lighter note for this. Talking about the turf pitches, Andhra exported one from Germany as a second-hand turf which she wanted to lay in Rajasthan.
Okay.
And now it is being used as carpet by the villagers. they cut pieces from that unlaid track an unlit turf which was lying in one of the stores and are using it as carpets at home.
I hope they washed it first because you can get some terrible diseases off a dirty hockey pitch.
My God. Matlab, people don't give a shit about anything that somebody is putting in such a huge effort to just give their kids something that they look up to beyond studies or along with studies. They just don't give it a shit. It's so sad. If that keeps happening, that's the attitude of, because it has to be a two-way traffic. Not just the organizers or the government or the administrators can promote grassroots sports. Until unless the parents are sending their kids to the grounds, what will be the use of that as well? That will be a waste of money once again.
That's a great point, Jazz. That's a really good point.
The one thing we haven't covered so far is the postponement of Hockey India League.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts on that?
See, it's unfortunate that it's not happening because a lot of players' livelihood depends on it. Those players I'm talking about who are uncapped, who are not playing international hockey. Their livelihood depends on Hockey India League because as much they earn from that, they don't earn possibly, most of them don't earn the whole year. So their livelihood depends on that. On that point, it is unfortunate. But from what has been declared that it will come back in 2019, I think is a very good declaration in terms of statements and all. I don't know what's the actual reason behind it is, but in terms of statements, I think it's a very good statement. Why? Because one, Hockey India League hasn't shut down. Two, none of the franchises have opted out. So on that count, I think it's a very encouraging move in terms of, even if some of the franchises were interested in opting out or exiting the league, by doing this, by postponing the league for a year, the Hockey India gave those indecisive teams 2 years of time to think again.
So two years of time to get profitable again so they can afford to.
Yeah, to think again or to think ways of becoming viable or find sponsors or anything like that. They got 2 years of time, which is, I think, a good time to at least make up your mind that whether you want to do it or not, rather than just 2 weeks that Delhi Waveriders got to decide.
Do you think, is there one big lesson that they can learn from what's happened in the past and to take forward with them into the regenerated league?
See, I think in terms of buyers who should be owning a team and all that, it's okay. You and I know that at the end of the story, it's about money. Anybody who pumps in money becomes an owner. That's correct. But I think owners should also be very supportive about sport on the whole, not just about their money. Like, it's very unfortunate or it's ironical that JSW Sports, which had bought the Bengaluru franchise, which had to make its debut next year, is one of the most prominent faces in India who supports athletes, sports people, and sports on the whole. They sponsor a number of athletes who are preparing for Olympics and all that. Imagine if that franchise or those owners would have come on board of Hockey India League. I think the approach could have been different. The other franchises could have learned from them. It's only unfortunate that JSW couldn't even take off. So on that count, I think the owners or the employers matter as much as the sponsors and the administrators. If you are not keen to run a league, because we all understand that any such franchise is an ambitious project, especially in hockey, which does not have enough money. It will be an ambitious project and it might take you around 6, 7, 8 years to even break even. So in that case, I think the franchises also have to be very careful about deciding whether they want to take that plunge or not. And if they want to take it, they have to stick by it for at least, I think, if not more than 10 years.
Yeah, I don't think none of the sponsors or the owners of the franchises are ever going to go into it to make money from that entity, are they? It's a wider part of their wider marketing strategy.
Right. They brand their own products through it. They do promotions, branding through Hockey India League, through their teams, through their jerseys and all that. They do that, and they have got some leverage in terms of their products.
Yeah.
But in terms of making money out of the franchise, I think that's a very, very, very long-term goal.
So the other big question I've got is with regard to Hockey India League and the future of it. Is there potential for a Women's Hockey India League to mirror the support and the improvement that's happened with the men's game? Can that happen with the women's game, and would there be a market for it in India?
One word, no.
Okay, and next question.
No, not at all. At present, simply no.
Is that a mark of how the women's game is thought of in India, or is that a purely financial thing?
No, I think it's being more taken care of now and more followed now than previously. Especially after they claimed bronze in the... few years back, I guess, I don't remember the year when they got bones in the World Cup. So after that, it got a fair bit of attention. But still, it's way, way off as far as hockey is concerned in India, and not getting as much attention as the men's game does. And to be very honest, if we are, say, 5 years behind the Europeans and the Australian in terms of men's game, then I think we are at least 25 years behind in women's game.